Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/entitled parents, where these entitled parents lock their daughter in her own house. Parents try controlling my life and freak out when I take back control. My parents don't seem to understand what boundaries are. Since I was 11 years old, I've had problems with my parents. I'm now 18, so it's been well over 7 years. Well, on a particular day in December 2021, I got in a fight with my boyfriend. We weren't screaming at each other, but I was getting angry over stupid things and started raising my voice. My mother overheard the fight, since she was near my room, and decided to barge into it. Instead of asking what's wrong or what's going on, she started trying to get me off the phone. I declined and asked her to leave at least 3 times before shutting the door in her face as she wouldn't go. She then opened my door again and started to scream at me to hand her my phone. This is where I started to get annoyed, as I'm a grown adult handling my relationship. So I said no multiple times to her. This turned into a fight between my mother and I, as me handling my own relationship wasn't good enough for her, and she wanted to intrude on it. As my mother and I keep going back and forth, my father comes into my room. Once entering my room, he proceeds to start screaming at me to hand them my phone. I still decline. At this point, I've hung up and show them I have. But that wasn't good enough for them. They wanted to take it further and start threatening to take my car. It was a gift in 2020, and my dad is still paying it off, so it's in his name. I still said to them, no, because I haven't done anything wrong. They start getting in my face, screaming at me. I give them my phone because I'm sick of fighting with them. And no matter how much I walk away, they keep getting in my face. But since I didn't immediately hand them my phone, my dad tried reaching for my purse, where my car key was. I grabbed my purse. My dad and I fought till my purse broke, and he took my car key right then. I was then screamed at for around 30 minutes because I didn't hand over my stuff immediately to them. Well, fast forward a few hours, and we finally sit down to talk about what happened. For a little background context, my boyfriend overheard some of the argument with my parents and knows the past of what they've done, so he doesn't like them too much. But he has been very polite and respectful to them throughout the almost 2 years we've been dating. Even when they treated me like absolute trash, he's kept on being respectful. No hateful comments to them, and he's gone above and beyond helping me with many aspects of my life. Back to the story. My parents text my boyfriend after taking away all my stuff, telling him I would be grounded for a while. My parents never give a time of how long, no matter the punishment. So, in a response, he told them that he feels sorry for me because of the way my parents treat me, like I'm a mistake, and as if I'm like my sister. Now, that's another story for another time. Just know she's a dropout in high school, did beer runs and stole frequently, had to be put in a girls' home and mental hospitals when she was a minor, and is only 21, yet is having her second kid. And he would gladly open his home to me, so I'm not left being treated in such a fashion anymore. This in turn made my parents very angry, so they texted him back, saying that he should keep his mouth shut and stay out of things he shouldn't be involved in before it gets bad for him. But even though I didn't see the message, I was punished further for it. I then had to listen to my parents degrade him as an overall human because he sent a message to them about their behavior towards me, calling him many names such as a wuss and abusive. I asked them why they think he's abusive, and they cited our argument that happened that day. But when I told them they only heard me speaking, my tone of voice, etc., they tried to pull the, I don't know what I'm talking about, and I should shut up and listen because they know what's best. I still continue to stand up for my boyfriend, because he's done nothing wrong, especially not being labeled abusive. He's never called me names, hurt me physically, or done anything in the realm of abusive. My parents, on the other hand, have. And when their behaviors are shown to other people outside of the people in my household, they tend to freak out and blame the other one to be abusive. controlling, and not good for me. Well, I wasn't going to take it this time, and I stood up for my boyfriend, telling them he's not abusive, or a wuss, and that they shouldn't be calling him that. They continued to try to manipulate me into thinking he was, even putting in the fact that he doesn't know what parents are like, since his mum was absent in his life, and his dad was an alcoholic. This angered me, but I kept my composure and told them to not say that type of stuff about him. But because I even defended him, I then wasn't allowed to talk to him, hang out with him, or any of my friends, till my dad got to talk face to face with my boyfriend. They then also tried to take away my dream job that I was getting, since I'd be working with my boyfriend's stepmom. Now, her giving me this was really a once in a lifetime opportunity. Well, I didn't agree with any of that, especially since I wouldn't be able to get an opportunity to work in that field till after college, and that my boyfriend doesn't need to talk to them about the message. I see nothing wrong with it since they were called out on their BS. Since I didn't agree again, they ended the talk, and they tried to pull the, "You know I love and care for you" card to try and breadcrumb me into forgiving them for their behavior. This just fueled the hatred inside of me, because they never looked at their mistakes as parents and how much over the years they've hurt me as a human. Instead, they tried to be materialistic at times and get me things, which I am grateful for, but it doesn't excuse their behavior. At the end of the night, around 4 hours at most later, they had very loud sex in their bedroom that I could hear from the kitchen. This really spoke to me, because they rarely have sex, and this seemed disgusting, especially after what had happened that day. So in turn, once I got my old phone and car back, I bought a new phone for myself. I plan on getting my own phone line, I blocked my father from accessing my bank account, and I really haven't been home much at all. And when I am, I'm hiding in my bedroom. This includes my birthday too. I was in my room the whole time, then went to a friend's and spent the night there. To this day, I barely try to talk to them, and I plan on moving out very soon. The only thing stopping me is completing high school and college. It's dual credits. I'm doing college and AP classes in high school, so I'm taking very difficult classes while also working my dream job with my boyfriend's stepmom. But that's my story. Thanks for reading it, and writing it has really helped me out in a lot of ways. Well, OP, it's pretty clear to me that your parents have some pretty significant control issues. Wow. I mean, I didn't even know that parents like that even existed in this world. OP, I'm so sorry that you've had to deal with them for your entire life. Yeah, as you said, looking to get out as quickly as you can seems pretty wise. It's just very horrible, isn't it? Like, living in your own home and feeling as if you have to hide from your own parents because they're that disgusting. Ugh. Wow, what a toxic place to live. I think the crazy thing is now that like OP is 18, like they are an adult, yet their parents are still crazy controlling. Trying to get in a conversation between her and her boyfriend is actually nuts, but grounding an 18-year-old, surely that's not. I mean, like, you can't actually, that's actually illegal. If they were genuinely holding you there against your will as an 18-year-old, that is actually illegal. Like, if you called the police and they'd come, they would have forced your parents to stop forcing you to stay inside. Like, you can't do that to an 18-year-old. That's nuts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now moving on to our second entitled parent story of this episode. Entitled mum forced attendance to over-glorified church function to show off my kid. Gets embarrassed. This story always brings a smile to my face, and I figured I'd share some semi-lightheartedness and background as an icebreaker before moving on to the more frustrating experiences. While I have a decent relationship with my mother, she went through a midlife crisis where she hard transitioned from a bi-pseudo-pagan wild child to a straight-laced and evangelized social and corporate ladder climber. Many things were forced upon myself and my sibling, who is a couple years younger than me. It seemed like our entitled mum was never satisfied, as she became obsessed with presentation of our and her status and turned into a rather controlling and semi-manipulative snooty booty, a quasi-Karen, if you will. The funny part is our background is humble hill folk, a fact I don't let her forget, ever. So, some highlights. She subjected all my friends to moral and economic scrutiny and treated the ones whose parents weren't also adequately elevated as members of a servant class, only allowing stayovers when yard work or labour was required. I'd get picked up at 6 a.m. the next day if away from home. She would also pay the better off ones more for the value of their labour. My girlfriends were also never up to her standards, and I always caught an earful and had my interests and hobbies constantly pooped on. We upgraded 3 houses in 7 years, and we swapped cars constantly to whatever made her look good for the trend of the time, going from a fancy SUV to a fancy sports car to a smart car to a fancy hybrid. She even put a dog through college. She paid someone else to take it to dog shows. And finally, I had no choice in whether or not I went to a 4-year college, despite wanting to take my gen eds at a 2-year. Thankfully, I didn't have to take a loan and escape portaled via the military. Even then, while she no longer could cajole, threaten, or command me to do what she wanted, she was constantly pressuring me to push away old friends and my then fiancé, now spouse, so they wouldn't drag me down. And she now resorts to whining and begging as her default manipulation tactic. Anyway, now on to the story. A couple of years after I left, she upgraded husbands, enter stepdad, and joined his large Baptist church community. She definitely touts the born-again evangelized lifestyle, and while I have no overt dislike for religion, lapsed Catholic, having now experienced a fair chunk of the world in my travels, I find many Americanized Christian churches, or organized religion itself for that matter, to be self-licking ice cream cones rife with us versus themisms and in-crowd backpatting all around. Not much outward charity, humility, or turning of the cheek to be found. In my humble opinion, her new church was no exception. With an abundance of frosty blonde hair biddy divas in white and silver sequin dresses and shawls sitting up front, all around cattily judging and rumour milling away. Fast forward, still pre-COVID, and we have a kid, who's roughly 1.5 years old at that point, and we go home to visit our families for the holidays. My entitled mum's and stepdad's church is putting on a holiday pageant, showcasing the nativity and life of Jesus. Lots of money thrown around, including an outdoor recreation of the Jerusalem market, a Roman court, a carpentry shop, and the manger with animals, all of which are fully costumed and propped. She first asks us if we'd like to go to it. We decline, as we have the kid and it's winter, have our own plans, etc. A drawn-out, cringe-filled discussion ensues, in which she admits to having already bought the tickets for us and hints the event as a partial condition to staying at her house for the visit. There may have been tears and begging involved at some point. We eventually acquiesce and attend the event, so much eye-rolling. Don't worry, I get to tell her no plenty of times. Because it's a massive church, they organise by ticket lot number. And go figure, the church elite had first pick of tickets, so they all get first go-arounds and are lumped together. So we were the second or third group at the doors. The woodshop scene was pain incarnate for anyone who knows anything about wood. The actor was running a dull block plane over an unclamped 2x4, which alternated in producing the nails on a chalkboard squeak sound and chunking into the grain, throwing the block of wood off the table to clatter at the feet of the audience. The market scene was cool and almost living history worthy, including the smell of stone oven baked bread. But we spent all of 20 seconds in there pushing you through to the next station, not even getting to check out the market. The manger scene is where the magic happened. They had a lifted stage in the parking lot with the nativity crew and bales of straw for crowd seating below. We get seated in the front left, and the actors are about in the middle of the act, getting ready to present baby Jesus to the wise men, when a sound to the right of stage draws my munchkin's attentions. Buck buck! My mum was loosely holding the child, who jumps off her lap and screams, "Chimkins!" proceeding to dart up the steps with surprising agility, sprinting across the stage before God himself and the church notables to reach the chickens that were stuffed into wooden crates in the corner. Mum jumps up and follows the kid the long way around, not daring to break across the stage, being subjected to an even number of chuckles and haughty glares. She reaches the kid, who'd yoinked up a handful of the straw bedding and loose feathers from the crates whilst trying to pet the birds, and she attempted to carry away the now screaming toddler. In retaliation, when my entitled mum tried to calm the child down while walking back to their seat, the kid gave a single lip quiver before hitting the evil toddler button and artfully depositing the respectably sized wad of crushed straw, bird feces, and feathers down my mum's shirt. We left about 50 minutes later because my entitled mum was starting to itch something fierce. I love my kid. Now, this story is just great because, look, nothing too serious happened. It was a funny moment and it's really good. You know, a little bit of karma. Being forced to go to an event that you don't want to go to, something you think is just way over the top and unnecessary and you'd rather just not have to do. And then your own kid becoming the center of attention and taking away from the entire point of the whole thing. It's just really good. Innocent, great, but it makes your entitled mum, you know, mad. And that's what we all want, really. Making entitled people feel bad. It's a good thing. They get a taste of their own medicine, surely. I mean, can you imagine how cute that is, by the way? Chimkins. That's just cute. I'm sorry. It's cuter than anything else going on stage, that's for sure. Oh, and I almost forgot. Your mum having that stuff down her shirt. Wow, just brilliant, it really is. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Entitled Parents. Really hope you've enjoyed it. If you did, and you want to see more Entitled Parents stories straight away, check out this video on screen that I posted just the other day. It is lovely. Watch it. If you're new to the channel, hit this button, subscribe for daily Reddit content, and I will see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new episode.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.